Are you tired of spending your time and money chasing strategy after strategy only to discover what worked 10, 5, or even 2 years ago is not working now? Things shift fast in the online space, and if you're not keeping up, you're getting left behind. It's time for something different. Welcome to the Marketing, Media, and Money Podcast, where every single episode will be jam-packed with proven, profitable strategies, behind-the-scenes secrets, and what's working now resources. From industry experts and global influencers to help you scale your business, shorten your learning curve, and stand out in a crowded, noisy marketplace. And now, your host, award-winning marketing and media strategist and international speaker, Patty Farmer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Marketing, Media, and Money Podcast. I'm looking forward to sharing another amazing industry expert with you. And today I am really excited because the person who is on our podcast today is somebody that I've known for a while, have still not met in person, but she inspires me. She's very soulful, and we're going to kind of talk about that today, how to be soulful and strategic. And that's kind of our topic a little bit. So let me tell you a little bit about her. Cami Gildner believes that women's voices matter. She's a connector, a storyteller, a business coach for high-vibe women entrepreneurs, helping them to raise up their voice, vision, and visibility for impact and business growth. She helps her clients build businesses they love with more time prosperity and more wealth prosperity. And she weaves soulful inspiration into mindful business strategies. And it's this soul plus strategy approach to business helps her clients succeed in business and worldly impact. Her community of entrepreneurs is creating a new paradigm of entrepreneurship, helping each other raise up in a ripple effect of impact. And her clients have gone on to reach extraordinary heights as consultants, coaches, and leaders, achieving exponential revenue growth, landing on big stages, starting software companies, launching new professional organizations, transforming corporate cultures, and transforming lives. And they are influential and they are game changers. Cami is the founder of the Extraordinary Women Ignite Conference and the host of the award-winning Extraordinary Women Radio. She's the best-selling author of Fire Dancer, Your Spiral Journey to a Life of Passion and Purpose, and was named the 2020 25 Most Powerful Women in Business list by the Colorado Women's Chamber of Commerce. So we have a lot to talk about. You're going to understand exactly what I say when I say it's soulful and strategy. So welcome, Cami.
Oh, Patty, thank you for having me on. I'm thrilled to be here with you.
I'm so thrilled to have you too. So I have to tell you, I really love this whole soulful strategy because, you know, I'm all about strategy, but I really do believe that we as women really do need to use our voice, but we really need to be doing it in a way that brings us joy and feeds our soul. And so that really aligns with me, what you are sharing. And so let's talk about that a little bit because we all know that we all have like a journey. We didn't wake up one day and decide this is what we were going to do, right? You know, there was a meandering role there a little bit. So tell us a little bit of your journey. Like, where did you get to the point where, you know, it wasn't just that you wanted to do strategy. It was about soulful strategy and the prosperity piece. Because I just think those things together are very unique as you are. And so I would just love you to share it in your own words.
Sure. And I can tell you my journey into my soulful work was truly a journey for me because back in my corporate days, I left the corporate world 15 years ago, but I had a good career in the corporate world before embarking on my entrepreneur journey. And I didn't have a soulful bone in my body at that point. I was all strategy. I was very linear. If you asked me if I was right-brained, I would have told you no. I was very left-brained. And I've done since then tests that tell me otherwise, that I actually am very right-brained. But, you know, it's the stories we tell ourselves as we're building our careers. And as I stepped into the world of being an entrepreneur, it was definitely, there was some soulful breakthroughs for me where I was really listening with nature. I was listening with, my horses were actually part of that journey that helped me find my way into entrepreneurship. And so I started to feel that, and I started to know for me that I was discovering something new about myself. And I launched my business, and I'm still staying pretty linear in the way I was doing my work. And at some point, I had a big shift where I was journaling one day, and it's like, what does my business want to be? And what came back to me very clearly that day was it wanted to be a spirit business. And I'm like, what? What the heck is that about? And I'm like, I don't even know what that is. And I had to really start, you know, just embracing more of the work that I was already doing for myself. And I had been doing in my own business, but actually started to share it with others, where that journey of listening to that inner wisdom that we have inside of us and bringing that to life, listening to the passions and the purpose and all that we're being called to do in this world. And I believe that we're all being called to show up and lead with our heart, with our soul. And bringing that to life changed everything in my business when I allowed that to come to the forefront.
I think that's really powerful, right? Because sometimes we don't really know how we were meant to serve, right? And we think about, oh, here's what I'm passionate about, right? Here's what I believe my purpose is. And now I have this business and I'm trying to, you were from corporate. So now you're trying to take all of those things and kind of really decide, how did you want to serve in that way? Which I think is powerful in itself. And I'm sure it has evolved along the way as well, yes. Right?
Totally. Many times, right?
Yeah, because I think that's what really happens. We evolve, but then the people we serve evolve too.
Exactly, exactly. And I think for me, when I started to discover this different side of me and let that come to life, and literally started to come to life in nature, like just by going out for walks in nature, by watching the baby birds learn to fly, all the things like that, that started to ground me in a different space and kind of pull back the layers of projection and the masks that I had worn in the corporate world and started to just be me. And today, I believe what I do with my clients is like bringing you to the forefront. It's being you. And no one else can be just like you if you're starting from that space. Nobody can have the same brand or the messaging that you have because you're unique.
I believe that is so true. And one of the things that I really love is about how you really weave story. Story is so important. And I think that a lot of times people don't even really realize how to tell a story and how to tell it in a soulful, really spiritual way that make people get it and get you. Mm-hmm. But if you can do it, there's almost like an art to it, right?
There's definitely an art to storytelling.
Yes. And so can we talk a little bit about that? Because I know it's really an intricate element of your brand, right? And so how do you do that and tie it to the growth of your business?
Right. So when I'm starting with clients, we start it with the essence of who you are. And when we're digging into the essence of who you are, we're actually looking at your life stories, where you've been most on fire, where you've been most successful. What was it about that time? And we uncover pieces, right? We uncover ideas and themes around who you are. And then we take that and we build that into the brand of you. And as we start to do that, we've started to uncover different journeys, different stories about your pathway to get you to this point. And I believe that we've all gone through the journey from where we were to where we are today with all the life experiences. You know, there's a reason why we've gone through all of that, because it gives us a unique set of skills and talents. And we also have the breakdowns, you know, the things that are difficult. And we learn from that, and that becomes part of our story as well. And so when I'm helping my clients discover their stories for their business, we actually start with, let's just start making a list of titles of stories that you've had in your life. So, you know, they start making, when I graduated from college, when I got married, when I had kids, when I left that job, when I started this, you know, so they start having different life stories. And most of the stories are going to have a much better title than that. It's like, my favorite one for me is when the pilot fell out of the balloon and I had to land the balloon, hot air balloon, by myself. You know, so I find stories that are that are unique. And so we're looking for those kinds of stories. And then we're also tying that over to how are you serving your clients and what are the right stories that helps them see you, helps see themselves in your journey. And we start picking from those stories, and we can keep a journal of those stories, those story titles, because you'd be amazed how you can find different ways to pull these little minute stories forward in your marketing. But what we do is when we're matching that story up to letting your ideal customer see you or see them themselves in your story. And that's where you're really getting into, okay, this is an alignment. And there's an arc way. It's like there's this time where it's a difficult moment. So you take that difficult moment in time and you actually pick a moment in time versus like tell all of the backstory. You pick a moment in time and you bring your audience in with that moment in time. And there's something that happens that creates change in that moment. And then there's a journey to the breakthroughs that you get to. So that's how I teach my clients to tell story. You know, it starts with that moment in time and you're bringing them in and they're seeing themselves in that moment in time.
I think that's really important because I know that when I first became a speaker 14 years ago, that was the biggest struggle for me, story, like what stories to tell and how much of my life should I share? And, you know, sometimes people overshare, right? You know, especially, right? You know, people overshare, but like, what is the purpose? And then really the struggle then was, how do you tie that story into the story you want them to get, right? And yet let them not be so specific that they can't see themselves in the story because now it's your story, right? So you have to leave some space in there. But then, like for me, being in marketing, right? It's like, now how do I tie it to also the business principle or wherever it is that I want them to go? Yes. And that was a real struggle for me in the beginning. And I remember asking many coaches, speaking coaches in the beginning, well, which do I do first, the principle and then find the story, or do the story and then attach it to this? And I have to tell you, I want to say of everything I learned when I decided to become a speaker, that was probably the hardest, because everybody kept saying that storytelling was a science, and I really believe it's an art. Maybe
I agree. I actually have had courses called Storytelling is an Art, or the Art of Storytelling, because I agree it's not a science. And if you get scientific about it, you get into your head. And the beautiful thing about story is they flow from us. We know our stories, and we can bring ourselves into that moment, and we can feel how we felt in that moment. And what happens is that people can start to resonate. They feel what we feel, right? They feel energetically that, oh my gosh, I know how she felt in that moment. And that's really what they're resonating with. It doesn't have to be the exact same storyline. They feel the feeling, they feel the frustrations, they feel the breakthrough. And if you're painting that arc way of the journey you went on after that breakthrough, that's where you're bringing in your services that you want people to connect to.
And I think also one of the things that is really important when you're telling the story is looking at it where they can see themselves, right? Where can they see themselves in there? And I know that I like to tell bullet clients all the time that you're not reinventing ice cream. You're just making your own flavor, right? Some people like chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. Some people want a waffle cone and nuts and fruit. And it's your story that lets them know what you are, right? Because I'm sure that there have been people who've thought of an idea that nobody else has ever thought of before, right? But I don't even think it's about that. It's about how do you serve them, right? And I think story can bring you closer to that. That's what allows people to say, you know what? I love your vibe. I think you get me. You're going to understand me. And I think as a coach, when people hire you, not always, but sometimes to reach the clarity or whatever it is they're struggling with, or they're hiring you to help them, they got to tell sometimes the good, the bad, the ugly, right? Sometimes there's the good, the bad, the ugly, right? And having somebody who can help them, you know, kind of hold space for that, walk alongside them and really understand the story And sometimes it's even the stories we tell ourselves.
Oh, yeah. Right. And I actually love to talk about that, the stories we tell ourselves, because those can kind of pull us down, right? If we're in the wrong kind of stories. So I love story all day long, but we have to really pay attention to what kind of stories we're bringing into the mix of it. And when I think about attracting clients to us, it's really you want people to be able to resonate with you. You want them to see, oh my gosh, she's just like me, right? You build some know, love, and trust with that kind of approach by simply sharing your stories. I agree. I mean, people can overshare. And I think there's really, when you're from a marketing perspective, what you're wanting to do is tell story from something that you've gotten yourself through, right? It's not about something that you're right in the heart of in the midst of this, because that's not connecting it to selling into what you're offering. What you're really wanting to do is like, this is a story of how I overcame this to get to where you want to go. And this is how it worked for me.
Yeah, it's about the transformation, right?
Yes.
Not exactly. The mess, not while exactly. We're in the mess.
Yes.
It's the transformation on the other side and how you can help them get there too. I think that's really important. So, Cammie, I have heard you say and talk about the one message for the world. Mm-hmm. One message for the world. Why does every entrepreneur need one? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, there's so much noise out there, right? I mean, we're getting hit with between, I think I heard just recently, 6,000 to 10,000 messages per day and marketing messages per day. So we're getting hit with marketing messages just continuously. We're only hearing about 100 of those. But still, if we need to stand out amongst 100, we want people to be able to stop and think and act and do differently when they hear our message. So that's what a one message for the world is, really taking you up a level into thought leadership. It's your unique opinion. It's your unique ideas. And this is something that I'm really passionate about. It's like, we have to have our marketing messages and we need to speak our client love language. We have to have our brand message, which is kind of at the core of it, and move to our marketing message. And the one message for the world is like the third level up. And this is really just positioning you as a leader and getting people to say, oh, I never thought about it in that way. And you're giving them something that's unique and different to think about. And it takes work to get there, right? It definitely takes work to get there.
Absolutely does. And a willingness to do the work.
Exactly. And space, right? Space in your business to be able to do the work. Because if you're just going all day long at a crazy pace, you won't have space to really think through, what is it that I really want to stand for?
Absolutely. And I love that you mentioned your client's love language, right? You know, mm-hmm. I think that is really good. You know, there's a lot of talk about the love language in our partner. And, you know, now they're even with our children. And I know I have a communication process that I'm a part of and that I use. But I really do feel like it really is speaking in their love language and how important that really is. What would you say is like the percentage or the ratio or just kind of the odds, whichever one of those you want to pick, that if you know your client's love language, speaking to them, it's really like speaking to them in the language of those you want to serve, right?
Right.
You know, so if you're doing that, what can that really do for you as it equates to not just the understanding and them vibing with you, right? But also, how does it equate to actually getting them the results
right.
that they're actually right. hiring you for?
Right. Well, and I think you're actually talking to you're drawing the right people into your business then, right? If you are deep into their customer journey, you understand what are the stories they're telling themselves right now, every day, over and over again. What are they desiring? What are the challenges and the problems? And I like to play more on the desire side of things. I understand the problems. We have to understand the problems, but I like to get into what are they really desiring? If we understand their journey, where they're at right now, if we understand what it is that is like top of mind for them, we know where they need to go. We're deep into that customer journey. It's like, this is where they're at. This is where they need to go. These are the things they need to do to get there. Because we've done that. It's like we've done our work. We know what that customer journey is with our clients. the more we're upfront in our marketing messaging, speaking exactly to our ideal client, our soul client, if you will, we are bringing people in where they're at, and we can really help them because we know who they are. We know where we've invited the right people into our business, and we're helping them on this journey that we specialize in. And that's how we get the results.
I agree with you 100%. I always like to say, you know, a lot of times I hear a lot of people, specifically a lot of marketers, talking about how you really have to know your target market. And while I would say, yes, that is true, mm-hmm. it's just like the first baby step, right? Totally. Really, it's just a baby step. You know, I like to tell my clients, how about if we kind of work on communication and languaging so that we actually really know who your target buyers are, right. which is way more important than knowing who your target buyer. I mean, that just kind of gets to where you're kind of getting an idea, sort of like 101, right? You know, and then get to 2.0, you really have to really know that. So I think that really is what is so important and is one of the things that can really help you to stand out among the noise. Would you agree?
I totally. And then the other part about it, that if we're deep into their journey, we know what steps are taking to get to this next phase. We can often understand what's that next phase after that is, and which becomes another line of product for you. And if you're just focused on this single customer journey, we are simplifying our business from all the other things that we might be doing for other people that are ideal client. And we just stay focused. We stay focused in this. It simplifies our marketing. It simplifies our messaging. It simplifies how we set up products to serve that group of clients. It's a lot. And that's where we can find more time prosperity and wealth prosperity in our businesses, is by that simplification.
Yes, I think. And it really, clarity is such a beautiful thing. And I know you like to talk about simplifying your business is really how we scale our business, right? Because now we're not all over the place, right? You know, we really can do that. What would you say is the single biggest factor that holds entrepreneurs back?
It holds them back. I think right now what I'm seeing is a lot of people are in their heads, right? They get into their heads. It's like those stories that they're telling themselves, and that makes them play small. So I think that is the thing that is really holding entrepreneurs back, is mindset. I think it's, they just start dancing around and all the things that get them just playing smaller in their game. And we can't be at our best if we're like playing small. We have to really learn to get courageous and step into our places that are uncomfortable. And to do that, we have to work with our mindset to keep it clear and clean.
Absolutely. One of the things that I really admire you for, and I find it very inspiring too, is the way that you have such a connected community, right? And the way that you serve. Like, one of the things that you do that I really love, and I have actually been a part of it, so mm-hmm. I can speak from experience, is this thing that you do on LinkedIn on Friday.
Yes.
And what I love about it is there's randomness and intention. And what I mean by that is how it seems to me. And then I'm going to give you the chance to say, oh, no, this is how I do it, right? You know, but, or yes, Patty, you get it, whichever that may be. What I feel like is that you're sharing with us on Friday the people who have touched your life in some way that week, right? Yes. Whether it's you've been on their podcast, they've been on yours, you had a meaningful conversation with them, maybe there's somebody that went out of their way of service either to you or somebody you know, and you were privy to it in some way. They did something in the community. That's what I mean by the randomness of that. It's mm-hmm. not like, oh, here's five people. That's the randomness of it that I see. But the spaciousness of it is that you don't just say this person because they were on my podcast, for example, right? Mm-hmm. I love, again, you take the time to tell the story of why they made an impact, right? I have to tell you, I literally follow you, of course, right? But I always read that Friday post. I look forward to it because it inspires me every single time. I've always thought, oh my gosh, the way you do that is such a beautiful, sincere, really just like such a heartfelt, soulful, right? Soulful way. Maybe it is soulful and strategic. I don't know. I'm going to give you a chance to tell me. But I have to tell you, I mean, when you think about it, when I read it, it always, what inspires me to do, it always inspires me to reflect on my week and be like, oh, who has showed up for me? Was I able to serve someone? What were the really meaningful conversations I was able to have? And I think Friday is such a good day to reflect on that. And so I just find that practice. So I want to know, do you keep track during the week? So, you know, like I want to go behind the scenes on this, right? You know, so do you already know who it's going to be? Like, how much time do you take in that? Or like, go ahead and tell me about it. What made you decide to do it? What's your soulful strategy around it? What's the heart? What does it mean to you? I know what I take from it.
Yeah.
But well, use your really, own words, you know.
I love what you take from it. That's really inspiring to me. So that just wants me, because I know there's something like last week I was in Dallas, I didn't do it. And so there's some weeks that I miss it and I'm like, oh, I didn't do it. And it would have been impossible to have done it last week because I met so many people last week at a conference, right? This week, I'm actually excited for it. I've been thinking about it. I already have notes written down in my planner that as I've had meetings throughout the week, I just kind of jot down a few notes. Then Friday, I'm going to be doing that still this afternoon, is that which you'll be included in it. And I will sit down and say, who was on my podcast? You know, all those kinds of questions. It's like just going back and looking at my calendar, looking at my notes. For me, it does a couple things. I have always been a connector. It's being a connector has been a core part of what's built my business. I built my Extraordinary Women community because I was always connecting one great woman to another great woman. And that's where it started, hosting events, started my podcast. It all started on creating these connections because I just kept meeting these amazing women. I'm like, oh my gosh, you need to know this person. So that's where it started, you know, probably 9 years ago at this. Well, actually it is 9 years because my Ignite conference will be 9 years this year. So it's more than 9 years. It's 10 years really that I've been doing this. And so that's where it was grounded from. And I believe that businesses grow and expand and, you know, just step into a whole different realm when we're in that energy of connecting and supporting one another and uplifting one another. And I just truly, truly believe, and I think that's some of our superpowers as women, is that we're such amazing connectors. So that's where it came from. I had a girlfriend, I had a fellow colleague that was doing Follow Friday post. And I'm like, can I borrow this concept? Because it's like so perfect for my business. And she said, absolutely. And so it wasn't my idea originally, but the Follow Friday post, but it's, I love doing them and they're fun.
Have you gotten feedback?
Totally. Yeah. And I get, I mean, your feedback is beautiful, but I've gotten feedback from other people. It's like, oh my gosh, this is amazing that you're recognizing that we had a meeting earlier this week and what you took away from it.
You know, what's really funny is the way that you do it and the way that you tag the people. Mm-hmm. I really love it because when you hover over it, you know, or whatever, you can see who they are. And maybe not every single person that you're shouting out or sharing is somebody, maybe that person who's reading it wants to know, needs right. to know or whatever.
But maybe it is.
For me, a lot it is. Like, I have to tell you, you know, I feel like, oh my gosh, does she think we're stalking her, right? You know, but I have to tell you, when somebody that I admire and inspires me says, you should meet these people, and then you tell us why, if your why resonates with me, I love doing it. And then I always, if I do, I think I've probably reached out to, I don't know, over the time that I've known you and done it, I don't know, probably a dozen or so people. And I will always say to them, I just want you to know that this was inspired. And I always say that it was from your post and that you had me at whatever it was, right? You know, and they always love it too. First of all, they always accept, right?
Totally.
They always accept. And then they're always like, oh, thank you so much for sharing that. Isn't that lovely that Cammie does that and stuff though? And I have to tell you, and it's something you do consistently. You know, a lot of times when people do strategy, not soulful strategy, not soul strategy, but you know, they'll just do hit and miss things, right? But I have seen you do it for a long time. And like I say, you do it in a way that I can tell it comes through that you're speaking from your heart, but you certainly don't need to do it, right? Yeah. You know, and right. stuff though, but it's a beautiful thing. And I just really wanted to acknowledge you for that and tell you how much I really find that refreshing and reflective, right? You know, so thank you so much.
No, thank you for that. I really appreciate that.
I just love it. This is the Marketing Media Money Show, right? So I always like to say you've shared so much already, but I always like to say, what would you say if you had to narrow it down to one marketing media or money strategy or something that you want to share? What would you say?
The thing I've been thinking about a lot recently is you can't outsource your leadership of thought. And that means it's like, you know, I was talking about this one message for the world, this thought leadership message, what it is that you stand for. That's got to be yours. You can't give that to somebody else to come up with that for you. It's like such deep inside work. And you can have thought partners around you to help you come up with that, which is really helpful. But it's like, it's got to come from your soul work. And so often I am working with my clients and helping them. They want, you know, it's like, find those important things, outsource some of the things that can be done over and over and over again. But look for ways that you can make space to, it's like, what is that you want to stand for? What is it in your work that you're doing that is really breakthrough, that's different than what anybody else is doing? No, it's like that kind of stuff is, you've got to make white space for it. So leave space on your calendars to have your CEO days, to have your leadership of thought days, to really be able to think, what is it that I stand for? Where's my work going from this point so that it's original and unique and different? So give yourself that kind of space.
That's beautiful. That really is. So I have to say, you have so many wonderful things to share, right? So those of you that are listening, if you just look below, you know, she has a podcast, she has a book, she has a community, right? You know, she has a conference, right? She has all of these things. And what I love is we can find them all in one place. She even has a gift too. So why don't you tell us how people can connect with you and where they can find all that juicy, sure, soulful stuff?
Sure. So my website is cammygellner.com. And when you get to that page, if you at the very top, there's a magenta color button that says get updates. And I do free trainings almost every single month. So I do roundtables, I do trainings. So there's always something that you can step into of mine that just can take you deeper into your journey. I have an Extraordinary Women Connect community that you can access there that's on Facebook. That's the core place, though, is really just go to that events or go to my homepage and click on that get updates button. And that will really connect you into my world.
I love that. And just because I have to know, of all the social media platforms, is there one platform that you're more active on than others?
That's a great question. I dance a lot between Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. I'm spending a lot of time on LinkedIn these days, but I hit all three of them pretty equally.
Me too. Those are the three really where I am too. So thank you so much, Cammy, for being here and really sharing your story. And I just really love that you're so consistent, which we don't always see, right? This is your message, and it shows up in so many places, in your book, on your podcast, in your community, the way that you serve, in your posts. So you're consistent all across the board. And that art of story just really ties it all together in such a beautiful way. So thank you so much for being here with me today.
That means a lot coming from you, Patty. Thank you so much.
And to the audience, thank you so much for being here with me this week. I really love it. I love that you're here and that you show up week after week. And if you enjoyed today's episode, and I'm sure you did, please like, subscribe, and review the podcast on your favorite listening platform. And make sure to join us on Facebook in the Marketing, Media, and Money Magazine Podcast and Events Facebook group. And until next week, I hope you have a phenomenal, profitable weekend and week. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for joining us today on the Marketing, Media, and Money Podcast. To shorten your learning curve even more, make sure to grab your free copy of the Marketing, Media, and Money magazine at www.marketingmediamoney.com. I promise your business will thank you.